Any thoughts about trials looking at moving elotuzumab up earlier? I mean, certainly one obvious place would be with lenalidomide in maintenance therapy, but also as part of upfront regimens. What are your thoughts about that strategy?
Right, so the phase III trial actually finished accrual about a couple of years ago. So there is a phase III trial of elotuzumab, lenalidomide, and dexamethasone compared to lenalidomide, dexamethasone in transplant-ineligible patient population. So hopefully we should hear from that study fairly soon here. That would give us a better sense of how durable those responses are, especially from an immuno-oncology platform standpoint.
What about as maintenance therapy after transplant?
Again, I think the data is mostly from the phase II setting. So I think, the question is, how much more does it contribute to lenalidomide in the maintenance setting? In the post-transplant maintenance with lenalidomide alone, we are looking at a PFS of about 4 years. So it has to be a significant improvement, especially considering that patients now have to come back and get the infusions every 2 weeks.
Good thought.